Classics is set to be dropped from NCEA Level 1, and Latin will disappear from the curriculum entirely by 2023. This was announced by Minister of Education Chris Hipkins yesterday, who said it is an attempt to address what he called an increase in specialisation, which was causing students to narrow their options too soon. The changes come after a review into NCEA and consultation with thousands of New Zealanders inside and outside the sector. Other subjects to be dropped from Level 1 include classical studies, art history, media studies and psychology. So I just wanted a thoughts around the panel. Amy, do you agree with the Minister? We had a bit of response on this too. His reasoning here that there is too much specialisation going on.
I'm a bit of a believer in choice, really, in that, you know, you look at the numbers, are students interested in taking those papers at Level 1? Although there's a part of me that I'm a bit old school too, which is that at Level 1, so 15-year-old kids, the old school C, I just want the kids doing the basics well, you know, make sure they've got really good grounding in the core areas, and then they can choose what they want to do with that a bit later on. So I've got some sympathy for what the Minister says, actually. But I would just be surprised how many 15-year-olds are really taking up a lot of classics and Latin. I would have thought the numbers would be quite low. So just from an efficiency perspective, maybe.
Yeah, looking at it here, less than 200 students from around 10 schools study Latin per year, with only 25 students continuing through to Level 3. So I guess my question is it a numbers game? Is it nice to have, Sam? Or actually, is it foundational and very important critical thinking?
Well, I think learning a second language is the main thing that we should be pushing. So whether it's Latin or Chinese or Māori, whatever it is, I think we just need to be learning a second language. We had to learn, at least have a term of Latin at school. I benefited from it. It was good. I can't remember a whole lot now, but it is a foundational language of how our English was developed. So it was good. Bene traditi, bene savanta.
Good on you.
I learned Indonesian, and I can say I am not a water buffalo, which is hugely helpful.
You learned Indonesian at school?
Yeah, that was our compulsory language that we had to do, so there you go.
But why does the Minister have to take it out of the curriculum? And this is, I don't understand. Why, if a teacher is passionate and wants to teach it and the students are there, then why not let them do it?
Well, I suppose he says it can be folded into other assessments. For example, I mean, chemistry and biology are being combined into one subject, physics combined with earth and space science, and, classics, the like of classical studies, will be folded into a wider wider program, but a lot of response on this. Dropping Latin and classics as options at high school is a mistake. Critical thinking is important for citizenship. It's the dumbing down curriculum choices that'll get us nowhere.
Critical thinking and history. I mean, if you lose classics, I mean, that's a huge part of our history.
But we're not losing them from high school. I think there's a big difference between losing them from level 3, 6 and 7th form, in the old money, than losing them from 15-year-olds in school C. I just think, you know, your school C year, it's a big year for kids. I know, it's not called school C anymore. More, but for older listeners, that's how they'll think about it. And at 15, there's so much going on. But, you know, level 3 is a different kettle of fish. But I'm a bit with, if kids want to teach it and the teachers want to, kids want to learn it, the teachers want to teach it, let them. But I would just be surprised, and those numbers you read out suggest that it's not not that popular an option anyway.
And yet, here we have a language which is so fundamental to a lot of what people like anatomy or biology. Amy, it's core when you pick up textbooks like that.
Well, it's, as I said, it's same in law, but it never held me back studying law that I hadn't studied it at school C. I don't think we're purging it from our knowledge and from our teaching. A lot of kids at school are not going down a super academic track, though. You know, I mean, they want to go off and be plumbers and sparkies and builders and truck drivers, and good on them. I think the skills that are going to help them in everyday life are the fundamentals. And then as kids get a bit more senior, 16, 17, into the early stages of university, those options absolutely for the kids going down those tracks.